All right, now you know what I want now. It's two things I have to deal with the body of Christ about is proper dressing and carrying a Bible. There's a culture coming up that they're not dressing properly and they don't want to carry their Bible. They got computers and everything else, but they don't have the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. For 50 years I've been holding this thing. I like the marking. I got them all over my house. And I'm thankful for the Word of God. I'm thankful for technology, but it can't take this place. So lift your Bibles. Let's say something. God, you're so great. Thank you for giving us your word to live by. Your word is spirit and life. It is the anointing. It is supernatural. And it carries no impossibility. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. I hold it right there. Father, in Jesus' name, tonight in this Bible class, open your word to us that we'll see the truth that you want us to have. Every person will have ears to hear and hearts to understand and to be copatile so aski verelemansko my apapalisko emona iska o oriskia o osikete. And the ability to make access to all they hear. They will walk in it, they will receive it, they will enjoy it, and they will share it. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Turn to Genesis chapter 1, Acts chapter 10. Genesis chapter 1 and Acts chapter 10. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, I listen very carefully now because I'll give you the subject in a moment, what the Holy Spirit want to do tonight, all right? In the 28th verse, and God blessed them, you see that? And then God said to them, God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. That's 1, 2, 3, and subdue it for it, 4 things, and have dominion, that's 5. Yes, over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. I want to see if we're reading this Bible right here. And you'll be amazed what the Lord gonna say to you tonight. I know you want it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Acts 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing what?
Good.
What was it? He did all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So sickness and diseases, all sickness and diseases are satanic oppression. Doesn't mean you're a bad person, it's just satanic oppression. Holy Spirit, release your health anointing in my body. Write that down. That's what we're going to be dealing with. Holy Spirit, release your health anointing. No, that's not a health anointing. No, I got it wrong. I wrote it when I got in the office, but I got it coming here. Holy Spirit, release your health dominion in my body. Health dominion. So, from this night forward, you are being designed by God to be a health dominator. To live, I have to give you insight on how to live in health dominion. Turn to 3 John 2. And then I'm going to ask a portion of question for to help us understand as the Spirit speaks to us. Why my body is not healthy? See? And you know, and over 90% of the body of Christ, we got the answer up. Why my body is not healthy? I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible. Why my body is not healthy? Hmm. 3 John 2. Listen very closely. I'll get real clear. Get real clear because you're about to have health dominion. I don't care what kind of sickness is in your body, that this dominion has no respect for no sickness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to ask some questions that are going to make you open because a very tedious question, but I'm going to ask them so to get you to open up that you can go beyond man realm and go into the realm where God wants you, all right? How many want to be where God wants you to be? And in 3 John, a very familiar verse, the second verse, it's a statement John made, but he's talking about God. He said, beloved, 3 John, verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be what?
Be in health,
even as thy soul prospers. Now, in Psalm 139, a lot of scriptures, Psalm 139, verse 14. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to look. We want to have enough scripture for you to meditate in your time at home or whatever. In the 14th verse of Psalm 139, it says, I will praise thee for I am fearfully. Now, see this. I want you to see this in the spirit that you're special. And God made you in a way beyond survival. Look at the verse now. I will praise thee. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. For
my help.
For my deliverance.
And my victory.
For
I am fearfully. Now watch this. Fearfully. Three words you use. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Then he says, marvelous are thy works. Now notice what he says. You remember read 3 John just now?
Yes,
and that my soul knows right well. And that my soul knows right well. Now here's the problem. Here. Unhealthy souls are the major problem of unhealthy bodies. The enemy aim is to make your thinking, your imagination, and your emotion hold you to a natural setting that you never know that you have the ability in Jesus' name to dominate. And have just what that Bible says yours.
Yes, hallelujah.
See, he don't attack your body, he attack your soul.
Yes.
And if your soul is attacked, your body don't have a fighting chance. You don't know what's happening to you. It's your thought throughout the day. He's shooting a thought at you.
Yes,
and if you don't know how to bring that thought in the present moment and put your foot on it, that's the way you keep working on it. Then finally, he shoots a thought to your soul, then he's going to shoot it in your body.
Amen.
So what you got to do is now you got to get your soul healthy.
Yes.
I'll assure you this with reverence. In Psalm, you're writing Psalm, look in Psalm 143. This is so awesome. This is going to open your soul up that God can give you dominion of health in your body.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to ask this question for a reason. And then I don't want you to answer it. Because the first thing, I don't want you to lie. And the second thing, I don't want you to show me your spirituality that I don't need to see tonight. Are you ready to be healthy? Or do you really believe, out of all you've been through, and out of all your relatives, you know, all the things you've seen in the years you're here, do you really believe tonight in your physical body that God can make you healthy? Are you really ready to accept your help from God? And you see that question, ask, but spiritually we'll holler, yeah, but we've been down so long. Somebody gonna be real here with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I mean spiritually, I mean Bible-wise, we're gonna say, yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, but when you gonna get it? Tonight. Let the dominion take over tonight. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me show you. I've showed this to you, but it's gonna get brighter and brighter tonight. In Psalm 143, it tells you how the enemy put anything on you. For the enemy, I'm in verse 3, has persecuted my what?
Soul.
Persecuted my soul. He has smitten my, once he persecuted my soul, he can mess with the rest of me. You can see, he can't persecute my spirit. Because my spirit is above him, but my soul is not. My body is not above him. Unless I connect my soul and body to my spirit. I want you to see this. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. My health down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness. Now, if anything the body of Christ in darkness is about is health. He made me, what he did first? What the first thing he did in verse 3? My soul, right? Then he was smitten my life down to the ground after he smitten my soul. He had made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Now, the revelation will start coming out now because the next verse, because my soul is smitten and because he persecuted my soul, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is ruined, desolate. I can't operate. He's functioning in my soul now. I've let Satan took my soul over when it come down to hell. And he's been living there a long time in the body of Christ, living in the souls of men who really love God, men and women who really love God, but he's hiding himself in those men and women's soul that he can persecute them, that when the soul is not able to connect with the spirit, it's ruined. And you can't get the manifestation. So your health problem is not in your body. Now, if you catch a hold of this tonight, your health problem is in your soul, your imagination, your mind, your emotion, your conscience. Because there's so many around you talking about you can't make it.
Come on. Hallelujah.
I want to go on to read. Go on to the that same opening. My. Look at the 8th verse of the same old man. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For indeed do I trust, well, here we are, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. You see it? Underline that. That's why I want you to have your Bible. Now underline that. I lift up my soul. Now you remember 3 John, beloved, worship of all, then your problem being held, even as your soul prospers, right? Remember what he persecuted, right? And when he persecuted, he was able to take you down, right? Who with me in here?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right, all right. All right, you see that voice? All right. I'm gonna show you something else now. Stick with me a minute. Look at verse 11. Same old man. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. You mean to tell me my body not in trouble? No. Your body, once your soul get out of trouble, Satan can't hold your body in sickness and disease. I'll say this because you need to hear this. You're greater than Satan. Hallelujah. How can he tell us, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent, the scorpion, and the power? He told us we can walk on it. Then look with me one more time at the 12th verse. And of thy mercy, cut all my enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. And it's just a servant, I'm a son. Woo. Now listen very carefully, because this is where another thing has stunted our health. The world system do not have the answer. They have tried to exist in many ways. You will have to establish health laws in your body. There are health laws that you're going to have to establish through your spirit and your soul. Look in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. The church say amen.
Amen.
Now, what are we talking about? What the subject is? Matter of fact, put that subject up on the board. Put that, that's what I want on the board. Put that subject up on the board. He might not have got it back there. He got it. Somebody, I'm going to send somebody back there to tell you what it is. Because I want you to look, if you want to look at something, I want you to look at that. Holy Spirit, release your dominion, your health dominion in my soul. Holy Spirit, release your health dominion in my body. And you get to let him do it in the soul too. But the subject is in my body, all right? Now, all right, I got you going to Proverbs chapter 3. Let me read a little bit, beginning at verse 1. Go back, Montreal. Y'all find out who back there, what they're going to do. I've asked something, Shauna. What's the matter with them? I need the ministry help on their toes, because I'm in a very crucial area here, and I'm dealing with big demons. But they don't want to let us go.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! See, I'm expecting the Lord to manifest any minute. Somebody might have been carrying something for 13 years, and all of a sudden, they recognize the package gone. God got the back of the word up. Watch this. In Proverbs chapter 3, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For look at verse 2 now. For length of days and long life and peace. Ooh, Jesus. Who don't want that? Now, y'all up here, who up here don't want this? Huh? For length of days and long life and peace. So if you're going to have peace, that means you're going to be healthy. Yes, shall they add to thee? Yes, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. And when you see that word heart, it's talking about your soul too. And your inner man. So should I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy plural path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That is verse 8. How many see verse 8? What? And it shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone. Say, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, we cannot pass the next chapter because it holds such dynamic instruction in Proverbs 4:20. Powerful instruction. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying. You see that? You see what he said? Let them not depart from thy eye, keep them in the midst of thine what? For their what? And health of some of their flesh. Not the kidney. All their flesh. All right. You got that, right? So, the world system don't have the answer. Put this in your note. Building a health foundation of truth that cannot fail. Go to Luke Gospel. I had to use a lot of scriptures because this has been an embattlement against us for a long time. And so we got to have the sword of the Spirit to deal with this. This statement, I'm not going to read the whole context of it, but it's two sisters. One was busy. The other one was listening. And that's, it almost speak the body of Christ. The body of Christ, busy, but who listening? And the way you know they're listening, if you're listening, you're going to have manifestation. You're not going to just have a confession. But you're going to have manifestation in your life. I want my manifestation. Life. Abundant life. I got another one today. Give me today. And I write down life. Abundant life. A long satisfied life. And eternal life. They're all connected. Now, let me see, can I deal with that? Yeah, so Jesus made a statement here in Luke chapter 10, verse 42, to the sister who sat down and paid attention to the word. He said, but one thing is needful, he said to the other sister who hollering about, she didn't help me. But one thing is needful, and Mary have chosen that good part. Now, here's what I'm telling you about. What shall not be taken away from her. If you hear me tonight and the word God sent me to bring to you, it shall not be taken from you. Your help got to manifest. See, my help has to manifest. You're going to have expectation, baby. But you got so many church folks and church pulpits are not in alignment with this truth. How many hell revival you heard of? Building a health foundation of truth that cannot fail is listening to the word of God on health and making it a part of your life. Oh, he had a question there, and I'm going to pop you with three scriptures. Have you ever seen yourself continuously healthy? Everybody drop your head on that one. You got to see it before it happens. And when you see it, you can't be looking at your body.
Amen.
Your body lying to you. You see what I'm saying? You got to look in the truth of God's word. You got to loose your faith in what God's saying, not what your body's saying. So is your body your preacher?
Hallelujah.
Is your body your God? How you going to be your God body? How you going to be your body God and your body your God? Your body telling you how you're going to turn out. Oh, my goodness. We turning around tonight. Body, you're not my God. God is my God. And we're going to have authority over you. And I drive out sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see it now? Now, I'm not my first time hearing that just now. But actually, by a lack of knowledge or a lack of action, our bodies has been our God. I never heard that before. And telling us how we're going to come out. But once revelation comes, once the anointing comes, and once the awareness comes, now on in your personal journey, when you by yourself, you're going to have a word to say. Body, you're not going to tell me how I'm going to come out. I'm going to decide how this is going to come out. I was walking the street today. I had some guys washing the roof of my house. And I heard the word health wealth. The two words together, health wealth. Now, anytime you think about money, if you think about wealth, we think about money. No. Health wealth. That's the strongest wealth there is. Have you ever seen yourself continually healthy? From God's perspective. You're not going to do it without 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 10, the right type of preaching. Matthew 16, 13, 19, revelation knowledge. You're not going to see it. Because revelation holds the keys to health. In Matthew 16, when the Lord asks the disciples, who did men say I am? Y'all got to quit guessing about who God is. And go ahead and say, he's my healer. He's my help. I'm whole. Say it. Say it if you don't feel it. Say it anyway. These are going to be my best days. Starting right now. My best days. Because there's an anointing coming over me right now to make these my best days. Forget yesterday. I ain't worried about tomorrow. Tonight. You got those scriptures, I'll spit them out to you. Your soul and body must be kept under God's grace and faith for help. Your soul and body must be kept under God's grace and faith. Yes, sir. See, faith can't work without grace. Amen. Grace is the manifestation that faith walking in. So now when you come to Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, you're going to have to work this. If you're going to walk in health, you're going to have to work Romans 12, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, over and over and over again, and recognize that there are two components in there that can't be stopped, mercy and grace. Three, mercy, grace, and faith. Yes, oh, my goodness, I'm preaching better than y'all listening. In Romans 12, 1 through 3, there's mercy, there's grace, and faith. Those three can't be stopped. Mercy take care of your body. That's Romans 12, 1. How many believe, or how many gonna accept the fact that you being healthy all the days of your life is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? You know why? You his body. Now, we might not take care of our bodies, but God take care of his body. We got to learn from God. Begin to take care of our body, let God take care of his body. We his body. He's trying to take care of us. He's trying to heal somebody in here right now. Somebody online. He's trying to heal you right now. Open up and let him come in. No help is impossible. Never heard that one. No help is impossible. So Romans 12, 1 through 3, you got to work it all the time. And I tell you what, you're going to work it with Hebrews 4, 12. And you're going to end up at 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 21, 24. Because there's a thing I've been meditating and talking to God, there's a thing called sanctified health. Sanctified health. Once your spirit, soul, and body become sanctified, sickness can't stay in that much of a sanctification. So you got mercy, grace, and what else?
Faith.
Now you got a sanctified spirit, sanctified soul, and a sanctified body.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Now I'm about to decree something on you now from a very familiar scripture, but I believe the time to do it right now. I decree health, faith on you now. Follow the word and it will lead you to your healthy place. I decree, everybody under the sound of my voice on you tonight, health, faith on you now. Follow the word and it will lead you to your healthy place. I decree health, faith on you now. Follow the word and it will lead you to your healthy place. You got your Bible with you? Mark 11, 21. Have faith in God. Verily, verily, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, or to this sickness, to this disease, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, should not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll never be sick again. You got to come to that point where you understand it. Let me see, I'm decreeing health, faith on you now. I don't think we've been able to use health, faith because we've been so busy trying to get healed. And Satan don't mind you getting healed because he come back and take it.
Come on.
If you're not a walking health, you answer the door and say, no, you're not up in here. You ain't bringing that back on me. I got power. I'm anointed. You see it? Come on now. Come on now. We got to grow up. Look at this. Verse 23, verse 24. Therefore, I say this, and therefore, whosoever shall say, what it says? Whatsoever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them. All right, what about 1 John 5:14? This is the confident. Having him, we ask anything according to the will, he is. And if we know he is, come on now. Y'all got to stop quoting these scriptures and live them. This is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything called it. Do you believe that my body being healthy, your body, is according to God's will?
Yes.
Do you believe that God sent his son to die for you and want you to be sick?
Yes.
So we got to get this church thinking from around us.
Yes,
or traditional thinking, and start in our prayer time just quoting scriptures. Have intimacy with God.
Yes,
and ask him, what's up?
Yes,
what do I have to do to get rid of this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get personal with him.
Yes, sir.
Get so personal you feel him touch you.
Yes, sir.
You know, you've been in the closet and then all of a sudden you're crying, you don't know, ooh.
Yes, sir. Come on now. Come on.
Lord, touch somebody up in here.
Yeah.
Let them know that hopelessness. Listen,
yeah.
See that report you got is normal. It's a natural report, but who report you gonna believe?
Yeah.
You can't sit in classes like these and stay the same.
Right.
A lot of y'all, some things been worked on already. You just don't know it. You come. These classes are special classes. These are apostolic classes on health for the body of Christ and Lord, because the body of Christ is actually sick and dying on the vine like everybody else. Shouldn't be. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Then verse 25, don't forget forgiveness. So a lot of people can't get rid of their sin because you let that little knucklehead poison get in your life and make you all mad. Let them go. Pray for them. Well, sit down and write this down. All health doubt, and health lies must be removed from your thinking, your vocabulary, and lifestyle now. We'll give you a scripture for that. You're about to shut Satan down. A scripture I'm going to give you after this is going to shut him down. Let me give it to you again. All health doubt and health lies must be removed from your thinking. Vocabulary, you can't talk it. And lifestyle now. Now, Apostle, I've been eating right, but it came back. You lying thing, you wasn't eating right. And see, you can't have no moderation here. You got to go for it, baby.
Yes, sir.
Just go for it one time, see how it works. Then you can go back if you want. But go for it. Work with your body.
Yes, sir.
See, we try to change our vocabulary and say positive things, but we won't change our lifestyle. Hush. Somebody calling my name, oh, hush. Somebody calling my name. We'll change that vocabulary. I'm healed. I'm Jesus' blood on me. But the lifestyle is saying. So Satan says, yeah, Jesus' blood on you. Hallelujah. I was for my son Larry and I were walking in front of my house, and Larry, I said, Larry, I smell something. Somebody had a barbecue grill on. I mean, it was floating. But I said, I see some pretty women too, but they're not my wife. I ain't messing my life just because they're pretty.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I ain't messed my life up with that smell they got. Cause I know better now. I know y'all feel so sorry for me. That's all right. Well, all right. Think I done lost it, but I haven't lost it. All health, doubt, and health lies must be removed from your thinking, vocabulary, and lifestyle now. And let's look at the scripture he gave with that. John chapter 10, verse 10. How Satan been stealing my health all these years. The thief comes out but to steal, kill, and destroy. Look what the end of the verse is. Now, I always use that word might. I come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. And look at Ephesians 3:20 again. So many scriptures, I got to use them over and over. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. You think healthy in there?
Yes, sir.
According, but look what at the end of it is, though. According to the power that worketh in me. Can I say no? Do I know when to say yes? Jesus says something, and I think that voice is applicable in this time. Think not that I come to send peace. I come to send a sword to divide families. Yeah, those who don't want to go the right, they don't want to go the right way. They separate themselves. When you see something, you got to go for it. Now, I want you to write down this in your note and put an asterisk by it. My health is personal. In other words, we're not going to vote on my health. Once I find the truth out, I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me walk in that truth. Because my health is personal to me. I can't share my health. People make decisions about my health. There's a place, and I'm going to give you a scripture to go with. I don't know if I'm going to go to them. There's a place called sanctified health. I talked about it a little bit just a minute. Sanctified health. I hadn't heard that term. Set apart health. And Hebrews 4:12 is one of the things you have to do. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. Ooh, I got out. Turn to Galatians chapter 2. Just write them down. Turn to Galatians chapter 2. Because this is a powerful one here. Galatians chapter 2. Listen to this statement here. Don't miss this either. This is so powerful. It's time to step. Into. Listen to this now. Listen. Resurrected health. It's time to step in the resurrected health, but you're going to have to die first. Wow. You're going to die to what makes you sick. Gossip is a sick demon. Walking out of love, putting people down. See, that's so Paul said in Galatians 2:20, look what he said. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, and I will not frustrate, next verse, the grace of God. So in order to go to the resurrection, you got to be willing to die.
Yes.
So tonight I'm just like, oh, y'all died of sickness and disease.
Yes.
Tell them you have no part in my body no more. Talk to it. Y'all say something right now yourself.
Yes.
Health belong to me.
Yes.
You have so much authority as a child of God. Just like God said about his word in Isaiah 55:11, the same thing goes for your word when you speak in faith. It cannot return to you. Become tonight fully persuaded that help belonged to me. Let's stretch your faith out there. I'm fully persuaded. All the reports and all the years I've been dealing, I'm fully persuaded that help tonight belong to me. In Philippians, at the same time, it's time to step into resurrected health. You got that now? Huh? You ever heard that before? Resurrected health. Huh? So if that, turn to Philippians 3:10, I believe. If Jesus rose from the grave, did he read? Did he rose? I can rise it in resurrection power into my health. I wonder how much demonic power was trying to hold Jesus in the grave. All of it. All of them ain't got time to mess with you. You ain't that big a threat. Jesus was such a big threat. So if Jesus resurrected from the grave, I can come out of this sickness and disease using his name. Look at two or three people telling, I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. Just say it from your heart. Say it from your heart, because God's hearing you. I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. See, only a remnant in the body of Christ going to enjoy this. The rest of them got too much revelation. And one of the revelations is everybody got something. That's a deep revelation, isn't it? Everybody house been broken. That's a deep revelation, isn't it? But they'll do you that. That I might know him, at 10th verse. Philippians 3:10, 10 and 11. Read them both out loud. Philippians 3:10, go ahead. Oh, this was a question I want to ask you. And you have to answer this question yourself. Because when I was meditating and praying hours and hours, and you see, you answer this so fast that you won't answer it. Is health possibilities a reality to you? Hold on. Is health possibilities a reality to you? Now that's something to deal with, isn't it? I mean, you got to check yourself. Is it really, I mean, I know you hear your church and your pastor and all that, but is it really a reality to you? Unless you get the revelation through the word, you will never live in hell. Let me give you the whole thing now, and I'll give you a voice to go with it. Is health possibility a reality to you? I mean, when God asked me that question, he told me to ask you. Unless you get the revelation through the word. Other word, to answer that question, you're going to have a John 6:63 word. A word spoken to you.
Yes, sir.
Not a word spoken over you. A rhema word that take you into another realm of thanking, believing, and receiving. Look at it, John 6:63. Look at it. I'm about to close. Look at it. Ooh, Lord. I love this verse. I love this verse. This shut everybody down. Every liar, just shut them down. John 6:63. You know, I'm taking my time, you know, Bob. It's easy to put it on that board, but I ain't going on that board right now. I got to get y'all carrying them Bible. And just take time and find it. Yeah, John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickened it. What quickened it mean? The flesh profited nothing. Now, here's what I want you to get. The words that I speak to the church. So, in other words, tonight somebody can be sitting right next to you getting nothing, but you still can get what you need. Thank God he made it personal. Thank God I don't have to have a crowd to get me in. Thank God I can believe God for myself. I get me a personal word in the midst of doubt and unbelief. I remember sitting in camp meeting. Hundreds of preachers. I see Fred Price. He jump up, he go up there and give a big check. I look at these preachers. I've been looking at these preachers for years, and nobody moving. I said, wait a minute, something wrong, because this man is way advanced in us. I said, next year I'm going with him. I'm not going to have no $50,000 check, but whatever I have, I don't know, I might start out with $500. I'm going up there. And it went from $500, went to $50,000. I said, I'm going up there. Yes. Got results. Yes. Left all the ones still where they at. So you can't, your health is personal. Yes. Let me close here. Your health is personal. Don't let that little shoo-shoo group come to you. Pastor talking about all that, but shoot, I like that. I love that chicken, and I love some Krispy Kreme donut. Go to hell by yourself. I'm gonna get my health. I'm a little strong. I ain't gonna have no quantity life. I want a quantity and quality. And everybody in here qualified. You can have it. I got a clothes, but you can. I want to tell you right now, on behalf of my Father who sent me out here, everyone under my voice, I don't care what you're dealing with, you qualified tonight. Don't let them lie to you. Your God is greater than any power that the Satan. You can live healthy and strong all your life long. And I don't care who go down, it's still true.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why Jesus never got sick? He stayed connected properly to the Father.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus.
You can stand, standing, but I'm gonna read one or two more to you. I'm not taking them home with me. You must start living in help by faith, willing and obedient to make changes, not in your own strength, but submitting to the direction of God's word, to the power of the Holy Ghost. Your being deceived about your health rights days are over. Acts 8:5-13. COVID wasn't a problem. Health covenant ignorance was a problem for the peace of God, for the people of God. Look at Jeremiah 33:6. Every man standing, Jeremiah 33:6. I want you to read that out to me. Get to it, and then I'll tell you to read. Jeremiah 33:6. I'm making y'all be your own Bible now. I ain't looking for it. I know it almost by heart, but I'm going to have y'all read it now. Jeremiah 33:6.
Yes, sir.
Ready?
Yes.
Read it.
Behold, I will bring you help and hear. I will hear thee, and will reveal unto him the righteousness
of peace and truth. Now, how thorough can you get? You see that verse?
Yes, sir.
So COVID wasn't a problem.
No.
Help, covenant, ignorance was a problem for the people of God. That's why they all got scared.
Yes, sir.
And I wasn't about to bring y'all here, all y'all here with all that fear. So I decided to. I was riding my golf cart. I said, I'm shutting down a while too. I'm going to talk to them through the screen. I'm going to, we got two things I'm going to leave with you. I don't know what I want to do first. I got a few minutes to do it. Do not ignore this supernatural health subpoena to your body now. A supernatural health. You being subpoenaed by God to turn your body over to him and let him overrule everything that is hindering your health. Turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. You need revelation, hallelujah. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I might have turned it around a little bit. That's it. So tonight, in this Wednesday night Bible study online, you're being served by Almighty God and health subpoena. And this last one is going to really give you the dose you need. Turn to Isaiah 9. Oh, Lord, I need to preach a whole series on this. Isaiah 9. I'm just going to close. I'm closing with this one. Isaiah 9. As much as you take over, I'm going to finish. I got to finish. I don't see you nowhere. Were you there? Some boys take care of me, you know. Now, this is a statement that you're going to have to go over and over again, because in my lifetime, I never heard it spoken. But it's so powerful that it's going to need meditation. All right? Jesus helped government come into the body of Christ. Jesus helped government cometh to the body of Christ. Now let's read about his government in Isaiah 9:6. Think about that now. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Look at the next verse now. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. That's our subpoena tonight. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to what? Order it. And to what? Establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform. So what I'm saying tonight, I want you to write that down, that Jesus helped government cometh to the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
It means rule. It means dominion. It means power. And it means perseverance.
Yes, sir.
So the subpoena for your help has been served to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Knowing that nothing and nobody can stop you from being healthy. Lift your hand and give God some praise. Come on, son. You've been served with a subpoena. I call you to my help. And I'll back you up with my government. Praise God.